Welcome to Zichud Av Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Erevin, Daf Nun. Today is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics are going to focus on number one, on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. Rav stated that one who did not specify his Makom Shvisa under a tree not only does not attain a Makom Shvisa there, but he also doesn't have Makom Shvisa in his current location. There are two versions of how Rav explained Rav's reasoning that one does not attain a Makom Shvisa under the tree. The first version is, Mishum du Masai Masri, because his four Ame area is not defined. Rashi explains that since it's not defined, he doesn't acquire anything. The second version is, Mishum du Kasavra Koshe Einu Bezeh Achazeh, because he holds that whichever legal situations cannot take effect consecutively, Afil Babas Achaz Einu cannot take effect simultaneously. Rashi explains that the halacha allows a person to only establish one Dalet HaAmos area as his residence. And once he does, he can no longer establish a second residence. He can therefore not designate more than one residence simultaneously, and if he does, none of them are valid. In this case, since the area beneath the tree covers several four Amma areas, and he's not specifying which four Amma area is his residence, it's as if he's designating them all simultaneously, which doesn't work. Point number two, Abai said regarding Rav's ruling, Oshanu el be'ilon shetachtav shtemesrei Amma. It was only taught regarding a tree that has an area of 12 Ammas beneath it. But in the case of a tree that does not have 12 Ammas beneath it, Har Mixas Besonika, a portion of his residence, is recognizable. Rashi explains that since the tree's width is less than 12 Ammas, the middle four Ammas necessarily include a section of the Dalet Ammas area on either side of the tree. Regardless of whether his Dalet Ammas is the middle section or one of the side sections, at least a portion of his residence is in the middle Dalet Ammas, and Abai considers this enough to establish a residence for him. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua objected, saying that there's no basis that the middle Dalet Ammas are his residence, and knowing that part of his residence falls somewhere within them is not sufficient to make his residence defined. Therefore, he taught that Rav's ruling applies in a case where the tree is 8 Ammas beneath it. But if it had just 7 Ammas, Har Mixas Besonika, a portion of his residence is recognizable beneath the tree. In this case, any division into Dalet Amma units necessitates having the units overlap, at least partially. And point number three, a Bryce is brought to support Shmuel's position on Daf Mem Tesla and Base that stated that if one erred and placed an Erev in both directions, believing that an Erev may be established in two directions, or if he said to his servants, go and establish an Erev for me, and one of them placed an Erev for him in the north, and the other placed one in the south, he may travel to the north only as far as his Erev to the south allows, and he may travel to the south only as far as the Erev in the north allows. And if the two established Tchum boundaries do not overlap, but have him at the center point between them, he may not move from his place. The Gemara asks if this is a Tiyuft on Rav, and answers, Rav Tanu Hu Upalik. Rav is a Tana, and he's allowed to disagree with the Braisa. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, Rav stated that one who did not specify his Makom Shvisa under a tree not only does not attain a Makom Shvisa there, but he also does not have a Makom Shvisa in his current location. There are two versions of how Rav explained Rav's reasoning that one doesn't attain a Makom Shvisa under the tree. The first version is Mishum Du Masayim Asri, because his four Amma area is not defined. Rashi explains that since it's not defined, he doesn't acquire anything. The second version is Mishum de Kasabra Koshe in a Bezer Chazeb, because he holds that whichever legal situations cannot take effect consecutively, Afil Babas Achazeno, it cannot take effect simultaneously. Rashi explains that the halacha allows a person to only establish one Dalet Ammas area as his residence, and once he does, he can no longer establish a second residence. He can therefore not designate more than one residence simultaneously, and if he does, none of them are valid. In this case, since the area beneath the tree covers several four Amma areas, and he's not specifying which four Amma area is his residence, it's as if he's designating them all simultaneously, which doesn't work. And point number two, Abai said regarding Rav's ruling, Oshanu el be'ilon shetachtav shtemesrei Amma. It was only taught regarding a tree that has an area of 12 Ammas beneath it, but in the case of a tree that doesn't have 12 Ammas beneath it, Har Mixas Besonika, a portion of his residence, is recognizable. Rashi explains that since the tree's width is less than 12 Ammas, the middle four Ammas necessarily include a section of the four Ammas areas on either side of the tree. Regardless of whether his Dalet Ammas is the middle section or one of the side sections, at least a portion of his residence is in the middle Dalet Ammas, and Abai considers this enough to establish a residence for him. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua objected, saying, there's no basis that the middle Dalet Ammas are his residence, and knowing that part of his residence falls somewhere within them is not sufficient to make his residence defined. Therefore, he taught that Rav's ruling applies in a case where the tree has 8 Ammas beneath it. But if it just has 7 Ammas, Har Mixas Besonika, a portion of his residence is recognizable beneath the tree. In this case, any division into 4 Amma units necessitates having the units overlap, at least partially. And point number three, a brice is brought to support Shmuel's position on Daf Mem Tes on the base that stated that if one erred and placed an erev in both directions, believing that an erev may be established in two directions, or if he said to his servants, go and establish an erev for me, and one of them place an erev for him in the north, and the other place an erev in the south, he may travel to the north only as far as his erev to the south allows, and he may travel to the south only as far as the erev in the north allows. And if the two established tchum boundaries do not overlap, but have him at the center point between them, he may not move from his place. The Gemara asks if this is a tiyuvta on Rav, and answers Rav Tanahu Palik. Rav is a Tana, and he's allowed to disagree with the Braisa. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Nun, and the siman is a nincompoop. A nincompoop, a silly, foolish person. It's a real word, a nincompoop. So here goes. The nincompoop, who spent all day trying to figure out how to define a 4-amma area under a tree, going from tree to tree with 8 to 12 ammas beneath them, finally gave up and sent his servants out in opposite directions to make an error for him. Once again, in slow motion. The nincompoop, nincompoop, that must mean we're on Daf Nun. The nincompoop who spent all day trying to figure out how to define a 4-amma area under a tree, which reminds us of two different versions of how Rabba explained Rav's position, either because Mishum de Masayim Asre, because his 4-amma area is not defined, Rashi explains that since it's not defined, he doesn't acquire anything, or Mishum de Kasabra Kol She'enu Bazeh Chazeh, because he holds that whichever legal situations cannot take effect consecutively, Afil Bebas Achaz Eino, cannot take effect simultaneously. So the nincompoop who spent all day trying to figure out how to define a 4-amma area under a tree, going from tree to tree with 8 to 12 ammas beneath them, which reminds us, Abai said regarding Rav's ruling, Oshtanu el be'ilon shetaktav shtei misrei amma. It was only taught regarding a tree that has an area of 12 ammas beneath it. But in the case of a tree that doesn't have 12 ammas beneath it, Har mixes beis onikar, a portion of his residence is recognizable. Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua objected, saying there's no basis that the middle dalet ammos are his residence, and knowing that part of his residence falls somewhere within them is not sufficient to make his residence defined. Therefore, he taught that Rav's ruling applies in a case where the tree has 8 ammos beneath it. But if it has just 7 ammos, Hari Mixas Beis Onikar, a portion of his residence is recognizable beneath the tree. In this case, any division into 4 amma units necessitates having the units overlap, at least partially. So the nincompoop spent all day trying to figure out how to define a 4-amma area under a tree, going from tree to tree with 8 to 12 ammos beneath them, finally gave up and sent his servants out in opposite directions to make an error for him. Which reminds us that a brice was brought to support Shmuel's position on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. It stated that if one erred and placed an error in both directions, believing that an error may be established in two directions, or if he said to his servants, go and establish an error for me, and one of them placed an error for him in the north, and the other one placed one in the south, he may travel to the north only as far as his erev to the south allows, and he may travel to the south only as far as the erev in the north allows. And if the two established tchum boundaries do not overlap, but have him at the center point between them, he may not move from his place. The Gemara asks if this is a tiyuvta on Rav, and answers Rav Tanahu Palik. Rav is a Tana, and he's allowed to disagree with the Braisa. So once again, the nincompoop who spent all day trying to figure out how to define a 4-amma area under a tree, going from tree to tree with 8 to 12 ammas beneath them, finally gave up and sent his servants out in opposite directions to make an erev for him. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.